USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's Prime Minister and South Korea's President said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.